Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Choo Choo Chat. In this podcast, we'll speak to leading figures from the UK railway industry and heritage groups to discover what makes the railway great and some of the challenges currently facing the industry. This week, we'll speak to Philip Sherratt from Modern Railways magazine. In part one of my interview, we'll discuss actually what is Modern Railways magazine and what readers can expect when they pick up their latest copy. Firstly, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Phil Sherratt. I'm the editor of Modern Railways magazine.
Okay, so what is Modern Rails magazine? What can readers expect?
So Modern Railways has been going for just over 60 years now. And actually before that, it started in the 1940s as Trains Illustrated. And we're a monthly magazine covering predominantly the UK with a little bit of overseas coverage, railway network. And it's a little bit of a hybrid magazine because we're quite sort of a business-to-business focused title. So we report on lots of the goings on within the industry. Some of our reporting is quite technical, but we are a consumer magazine, which you can go and buy in WH Smith's as well. And other good stores are available, of course. And alongside that, we also do a variety of online activities. We do a programme of events with awards and conferences as well.
Can you tell me some more about the events you've run in the past?
Yeah, so we have a programme of events under an industry club, a meeting club called what's called the Four Friday Club, which was set up to sort of bring people together for networking. That now runs under the banner of 7 events every year. So we run 3 awards events, which are all based in London. We do the Golden Spanner Awards, which are for most reliable trains. We do the Golden Whistle Awards, which are for the best performing operators. And we do the Railway Innovation Awards, which are sort of what they say on the tin. And then we do run 4 regional conferences every year in the north of England, Scotland, the Midlands and Wales and the West, which are all day events where we have a sort of a range of speakers and a lunch in the middle.
Right now, it's time for part 2. In this part, we'll discuss some of the issues currently facing the UK railway industry due to the current government attitude towards rail and the future of the railway industry in this ever-changing world. That's great. Many new rolling stock has joined the railway in recent years. What do you think is the best?
I'm looking forward to seeing particularly actually one item of Ryan Sorts is not yet with us, but that's the new trains that we're getting from my line, which is the Midland Main Line, which East Midlands Railway have ordered. So we've seen a lot of new Hitachi rolling stock come into the network. There were some good points to it, but there were also some challenges. Lots of people complained about aspects of the seats and the ride. So I'm hoping that East Midlands will have learned the lessons from some of that. The new Stadler rolling stock, what we've seen in Greater Anglia and coming in South Wales, I think is really exciting. The level boarding it offers is a great boon. And if you look at what's happened on the railway in East Anglia, they've really transformed the offering to the passenger, and the performance over there is really good as well. So that's probably the best part of our railway network at the moment, which the bit run by Greater Anglia.
Okay, perfect. Okay, my next question is, the railway is going through a turbulent time at the moment. What do you think the future is?
So I believe the railway has a vital part to play in the future of our country. If we believe that we need to tackle the environmental challenges, which everyone is obviously very aware of, then we need to be using rail more, both for moving people and goods. So fundamentally, in the long term, I think that the railway has a key role to play. Now, politically, there are challenges at the moment because we have a government which doesn't seem to be very engaged with the railway. In fact, is quite disinterested in it, as reflected in recent announcements around cancelling HS2 and so on. But hopefully we can weather that storm. We wait to see what happens after the forthcoming general election, which will be sometime in the next in the next 9-10 months or so. And hopefully after that, we'll get a more positive environment. What we really need is clarity about the future direction. We need a pipeline of projects. So that's new rolling stock, infrastructure projects and so on. And we need a coherent strategy, which ultimately brings track and train together in a way that makes the railway easier to operate.
What do you... Before the next question, for those who don't know, GBR, or Great British Railways, was a plan for the railways announced in 2018. The main point was to bring the publicly owned Network Rail and the private operators into one organisation, which would still contract out operation of services to private operators, but all the revenue collected by tickets would go back to the taxpayer and private companies would be paid on their performance. What do you think of the Great British Railways Plan, GBR?
So this has been around a long time. So if we just take a step back for a minute and remember that the plan for GBR, which was published in 2021, was the outcome of the Williams Review, which was commissioned back in 2018 after the May 2018 timetable challenges. So this has been taken an awful long time and we've still not really made any progress. I think there were some points of the essence of GBR, which is right, but we seem to have moved a long way from what those original recommendations were. And I think there are elements of that that we can take. Whether GBR actually happens, I think is a point for debate. We have the draft bill coming through at the moment. There's going to be consultation on that and scrutiny of that. And we wait to see what happens. But ultimately, it's a political decision as to whether that proceeds. I think what we need to do is get on with as much as we can. And the key point about all of this was about bringing track and train back together. It's what everyone's kept talking about. So what can we do to do that maybe before GBR comes along? I think that would be our challenge to the railway industry.
OK, perfect. Would you support a proposed Crossrail 2?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I think if you look at the impact Crossrail's had, and indeed if you look at so many projects, there's a lot of trauma to go through in the planning stage. There's a lot of opposition. There's challenges while you build them. But actually, once they're delivered, you see the benefits of them. Again, if I quote a local example as another opportunity of something that's outside London, the extension of the tram in Nottingham through the part of Nottingham that I live in was really quite difficult during the construction stage, but now it's in, it's well used and everyone recognises it. So Crossrail, the Elizabeth line, has been a huge success. Crossrail 2 is clearly a huge amount of money, a huge investment, but ultimately we'll see the benefits. And if you look at the Elizabeth line, the estimate is that something like potentially 30% of people who are travelling on that weren't travelling on rail at all before. So some of the people were using the main line or the underground and so on, but it's brought a lot of new people to rail and it's a great product. So absolutely, we should be looking to progress. And that comes into a pipeline of future products. What will come next after HS2?
Okay, great. And my final question, where can people buy Modern Railways?
So Modern Railways is available in many stockists. There is a stockist finder link that's available on our website where you can check, search for sort of where it's available to buy. So we're a monthly magazine published on the fourth Thursday of every month. You can also buy online through our website and there are options to get a digital version, which is a page turner as well.
Okay, perfect. That's the end of the interview.
Great.
Thank you very much for your time.
Cheers. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you for listening today to Choo Choo Chat. Our next episode will be published next Friday, where we'll be speaking to the Leighton Buzzard Narrow Gauge Railway about its history and how members of the public can get involved. This was a Love Media production.